Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we kick off each day with the Word, with purpose, and with power. I'm so excited you're here today, whether you're just waking up, heading to work, or getting breakfast ready. We're here to charge your spirit, focus your faith, and help you win every day, one moment at a time. Today's topic is powerful and practical. It's the gift of godly wisdom, seeking and applying His guidance daily. So go ahead and settle your heart. Whether you're in motion or still, God has something specific for you in this moment. Our Bible text for today is from James chapter 1 verse 5, which says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." In the book Lead Like Jesus by Ken Blanchard and Phil Hodges, there's a story about a high-level executive named Cheryl who was drowning in decisions. She had all the qualifications, Harvard MBA, 20 years in corporate leadership, but suddenly, she was stuck. Projects stalled. Team morale was low. She had ideas, but no peace. One morning, she heard a mentor say, "Wisdom doesn't always come from education. It comes from revelation." That phrase shook her. She began a new practice, starting every workday with 10 minutes of quiet prayer, asking God, "Lord, give me wisdom today." 6 months later, everything changed. Not because she became smarter, but because she started listening upward before looking outward. Godly wisdom became her compass. Friend, have you ever been in that place where knowledge isn't enough, where experience fails, and you're left thinking, "What do I do now?" That's the moment where human insight meets its limit and where godly wisdom becomes a lifeline. The Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now ask yourself, am I seeking God's wisdom in my daily decisions, or am I just relying on what I know? Don't be discouraged if you've been leaning on your own strength. We all do sometimes. But here's the good news. God delights in giving wisdom. He doesn't withhold it. He doesn't make you feel unqualified. James 1 verse 5 assures us He gives it generously. So, whether you're making business decisions, parenting your children, leading a ministry, or just figuring out what's next, God wants to guide you. He wants to walk with you in the big and the small. And here's something you might not have considered. Wisdom isn't just about knowing what to do. It's about knowing when, how, and why. Wisdom gives you discernment, and discernment gives you peace. Maybe you've been feeling confused lately. Maybe life feels foggy. Here's your word of encouragement. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6. Godly wisdom is more than information. It's direction with divine peace. Take a moment right now. Reflect on this. What area of my life right now needs God's wisdom? Is it in your finances, a relationship, career direction, health decisions? Today, I want you to start your day by asking God for wisdom in one specific area. Write it down. Pray about it. Wait and watch how He leads you. You're not alone. You're not stuck. And you are not directionless. You have a God who knows the end from the beginning, and He wants to lead you with clarity, peace, and confidence. As we conclude this message, say this with me. Today, I walk in wisdom. I seek His voice. I listen for His guidance. I will not be confused, because God leads me clearly and lovingly. Yes, that's how winners think. That's how we win every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the precious gift of wisdom. Thank You for not leaving us to figure life out alone. Today, we ask You for clarity. Speak into our decisions, lead us through confusion, and grant us discernment in every area of our lives. For those listening right now, Lord, give them peace where there's uncertainty and direction where there's delay. We trust you completely. Bless our day, Father. Let it be fruitful, focused, and full of your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. If today's message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead and share this episode with a friend, a family member, or someone facing a big decision right now. You could be the vessel God uses to encourage someone else today. And don't forget to drop us your prayer request and testimonies. We will be glad to hear from you. Until next time, remember this: godly wisdom is your superpower. Seek it, apply it, and win every day. Stay blessed, stay guided, and keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.